So here's the thing that I think about, and I'm curious where you land. I think we've become better at handling the crisis on the back end, meaning once the crisis happens, we are faster and maybe more efficient in rescuing the system while creating all sorts of other problems along the way, which we can discuss. But we haven't figured out how to deal with the front end of a crisis.
All right. Right now, what we're doing is talking about significantly easing monetary policy. While we have the stock market at the peak, the gold market's going through the roof. Okay, what's the cure-all? Easy money. Okay, until it's not. Then you have to put on the brakes, and then you have the pop. It's not easy.
So where are we now? Because I look at what's happening today with what seems like an AI bubble of some sort. I mean, we're spending extraordinary amounts of money, somewhat indiscriminately, without sort of an ROI plan necessarily. Does that mean that we end up in the same soup or not?
The dynamic, if you follow the, you know, the follow the pattern, there's a debt money dynamic, and then there's the stimulus dynamic. I mean, it would look to me like you're not going to have tight money soon. You're going to have more easy money soon, right? And you're going to have less regulation. And then also you have very big wealth gaps, right? Because the unicorn makers are making a lot of money, and then you have the big wealth gaps. And so you have the people who are making money also in the stock market and that dynamic. So what I would think is, I think it's going to be easy money.